Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Ooh, sometimes I give you feeling.
Yes, you know the sound of that doorbell. It's time to... Wait, what are we doing right now?
So, got to check in on those vibes.
All
you
right.
You were going to say clear the air, weren't you?
Yeah, it was. 585-252-9800 for the vibe check this morning. I'll get there, you guys.
We're checking in.
I'll get there. All right, Breeze, where's our friends at this morning?
All right. I don't know if they're sharing their hot takes or if they're checking in with their vibes, but nevertheless...
Whichever.
Let's see. Brittany's here. She says, good morning. Vibes are high today. Feeling good. Glad the snow has since melted. Yes. But.
Not really.
The roads are bone dry. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, you came in from Fairport this morning and no issues. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine.
Okay.
But I will say there's ice on stoops and things of that nature. So. Be careful when you're walking outside.
Go ahead. If you got an elderly neighbor, go help them out. Salt and clear a path for them. Do a little shoveling.
Not my neighbor.
It'd mean the world to them.
No. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. Amy from Soda's checking in. My vibes are great today. Getting ready for my birthday tomorrow.
Oh,
then
hail.
Getting some Christmas stuff done today. Have a great day, guys.
Love that.
Love that.
If there's somebody who parties hard on their birthday. It's Amy from Sodus.
100%.
This woman does not play.
100%. Yeah. Who else is here? One more person. Ariana's here.
Sup, Ariana.
She said, this might be a little far away, but I am so excited for the Housemaid movie. With Sydney Sweeney coming out in a couple weeks. I keep seeing previews for it, and I can't wait.
I know. Her breasts are all over the internet. It's hard to miss.
Oh. I fear you searched them.
No.
I've never seen them, so.
Oh, God. They're everywhere. They're literally everywhere. It's the only thing the media is paying attention to now. I know what you guys are thinking. Oh, maybe it's you paying it. No, it is not. Go ahead. Open up your Instagram right now.
I've seen one breast assist in her new movie.
I guarantee
she's
you.
She's wearing a turtleneck.
Yeah, but do you see all the publicity and media she's doing? She's always wearing nothing. And I'm not complaining. I'm just an observation. That's all. It's just an observation.
Right.
I got to go see that movie, though. What's that? What's that about?
I don't know. It's a book, so.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for checking in this morning. Breeze, what's up?
Vibes are good. Made some serious progress yesterday in more organization.
Yeah, you know, for those who missed it, Breezy was really down because she was not, she had overwhelming, what do you want to call it, buyer's remorse with the new house. And we couldn't pinpoint why she was just not excited anymore. Do you think it does have something to do with the decor?
Yeah.
We haven't figured it out yet.
No.
All right.
All I know is that things are being put in places and I'm loving it.
Okay, good.
So
Sounds like a job for Moose and Maple, though.
Yeah. Right. We don't know if it's a styling company. We don't know if it's...
All the above. I do interior design, you guys, fashion. And I do styling.
Right.
It's Moose and Maple. You guys can hire me. It's an LLC. Vibes are through the roof this morning. I slept great last night.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm on my second cup of coffee this morning. I hope you guys are, too. Coming up on the show, obviously, with the holidays. Yesterday was... What was yesterday?
Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, a lot of people were giving yesterday. And just opening up their pocketbooks and their wallets, and they appreciate that. And then we have Pastor Matt Smeltzer of Grace Covenant Church, who's using his comedic talents to raise money for the Rochester homeless. Not a bad idea. I mean, obviously, he's doing it in a very unorthodox way, but he's giving back. I'll tell you where you can get tickets to his show also coming up next. Stay there.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X,
98 PXY Rush.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Chester. It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Pastor Matt Smeltzer of Grace Covenant Church is using his comedic talents this year to raise money for Rochester's homeless community in a very, I guess you could say, unorthodox way. But the Code Blue Comedy Show aims to support Bethlehem Family Ministries, which is a shelter owned by his parish. And he says, I fell in love with doing stand-up comedy. And he began stand-up about a year ago. I think he's, as a pastor, he says, I'm in front of people a lot. I'm in front of people all the time. But then I also had a background in cartooning and writing gags all the time. And it just seemed like a natural fit. And I loved it.
Perfect.
Excuse me. So proceeds from the event is to help with homeless prevention efforts, including first month's rent, security deposits, back rent, all the things somebody is going to need to kind of help prepare themselves from their day to day, month to month. And Smeltzer is also raising awareness by sleeping in a van to experience what some families endure. And I saw the van. It's not pretty.
No.
He says, I know I'm not homeless, but what this does is put me in a position of increasing empathy, Smeltzer said. Because when I'm getting cold at night, when I got that seat belt buckled in and I'm really, really uncomfortable, I can start relating to, like, my goodness, this is what some families are going through night after night.
Yeah.
And he's got a point.
For sure. That's what Scott Spazzano used to do on the roof.
On the rooftop, yeah. He did that for years. So the Cold Blue Comedy Show is scheduled for Friday at 7 p.m. It's going to be at Comedy at the Carlson. Tickets are available right now for that show. I think they're like $20. And then all the proceeds raised and the money raised is going to go to help a lot of these families and, you know, the homeless situation. I think this is a great idea.
Yeah.
I think it'd be just bizarre if he went up on stage and just was a filthy comic for
a
pastor.
I'm curious to see what kind of jokes he'll be doing.
I'm sure he's going to keep it clean.
But we'll see.
Very much so. So that show is 7 p.m. Comedy at the Carlson this Friday. Coming up on the show, my toddler will not poop unless she's fully naked. Anytime, anywhere, and yes, especially in public. Is this normal? Please, someone help me. This is the message that Angela from Pittsford wrote into the show. And the question is, I don't know, how do you even fix something like this? Is this something other parents have dealt with? 585-252-9800. We're going to read the message we got from Angela and hear from you guys coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
My toddler cannot, will not, poop unless she's completely naked. Anytime, anywhere, especially in public. Is this normal? Please, someone help me. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So obviously, this is a cry for help.
Yeah.
I found this gem of a message in our inbox yesterday after the show from Angela from Pittsford. Take a listen to this message. I mean, please feel free to comment or weigh in with any advice you think could be helpful. Has anyone else dealt with this? 585-252-9800. Who else has a child who thinks they need to get fully undressed?
Stripped down to the skivvies.
In order to use the restroom. I don't even know how you fix this. She said, can someone tell me if this is normal? Because my toddler insists on getting completely naked every time she has to go to the bathroom. Like fully stripped down to nothing. And it's making it really difficult to take her out in public. At home, I can deal with it. But she'll do it in public restrooms, too. On Black Friday, took her to the mall. That was a mistake. Yeah. She had to take all her clothes off in the stall to use the potty. I'm in the bathroom holding her shoes, her shirt, her leggings, her little socks.
Oh, my God.
I've tried telling her she can just pull her pants down like a normal human being, and she looks at me like I'm the crazy one.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a phase? Do I just ride it out? Or have I raised a tiny exhibitionist? Other parents, please tell me your kids did something like this because I'm losing it. Moose and Breezy, thank you for being good sports and helping me out on this one. Have a great day, you guys. Thanks,
Wowzers.
Angela. Right, so her toddler thinks that in order for her to poop, she has to get fully naked and stripped down, even in public. And that's just not how.
That's simply not the case.
You don't have to.
That's simply not the case.
Eventually, she will learn that you don't have to do that. You actually don't have to take your shoes off. Some people.
You don't. And I get it. If you want to feel most comfortable, you do you. But.
So is it safe to assume that this is a weird bathroom habit? I mean, I don't have kids, but how many parents listening have dealt with something similar? And how do you fix it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Really? Was this you as a kid?
Not at all. I would not get naked just to go to the bathroom. But, I mean, at the same time, I get where the confusion is. I do. I understand it can be like, what are we doing here?
You know, it's funny. Now that we're talking about this, it just popped up into my head. I have a buddy who does this. He's a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
And he admitted to doing it because it took him forever in the bathroom one day. Where were we? Florida, Vegas, something like that. We're like, what are you doing in there? He's like, well, typically I have to fully get undressed and then I have to shower afterwards.
I'm what? Like,
every time?
Every time he goes to the bathroom?
I'm like, dude, that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
How do you continue through your day?
I'd have no idea. Would you get to run home?
Oh,
sorry for the 2-hour lunch break, boss. I had to poop and shower.
This person says, this is why there are potty treat jars. You have to coerce them into doing it the way you want to do it. This person says, I mean, my husband does this. I never understood why.
I don't get it. Isn't that such a, that's what a hassle.
This person says, I do not have kids, but my brother used to do this when he was younger, but eventually grew out of it, of course. Yeah, that's not of course. That's not implied.
No, it's not. People obviously clearly still do this. Let's go over to Christy, who's texting in this morning. Hey, guys. This is funny and a little weird, but normal. My daughter refused to pee unless she was wearing her Elsa costume every single day. Couldn't convince her otherwise. It's just a phase. Yeah, can you imagine? The only way you go to relieve yourself is you have to be in full costume.
Right. Sure.
Eric says, it's a phase. My son is 4. Stop stripping at 4.5. Hang in there, mom. Tina, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm a preschool teacher. Yes, it's common. Some kids feel freer when they're naked. Give them space at home, but public restrooms equal firm rules. Carry extra clothes everywhere. Really, a change of clothes has saved me so many times with some of my kids. You have to bring a change of clothes? Oh, but maybe she's talking about her own kids.
Let's see. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Alicia here. My toddler used to do this before he started going to school, and I told him we couldn't do it at school, and we needed to practice doing it at home before when he goes to school. She says it's totally normal.
It's totally normal. But what about when you become an adult and a grown man? For those just tuning in, Angela wrote a message in for Parental Confidential. Her toddler feels like she has to strip down to nothing every time she has to go poop. And that includes at home and, you know, public restrooms. She just did it on Black Friday at the mall. And here mom is in the stall holding her little socks, her leggings, her shoes. Let's go over to Katrina. I cannot. I'd probably quit parenting on day one if my kid did that in a store bathroom. You think that's weird, guys? My son only poops while standing. I don't get it. He's four, but I gave him a little potty at home and let him do what he wants in there. Public bathrooms? Absolutely not. You have to have strict toilet rules. What do you do? I guess you can reward them.
Yeah, the potty jar.
Nobody's rewarding
the potty treat jar.
My friend for doing it and then showering after.
Yeah, because he's not doing what he's supposed to do. He's getting naked. My four-year-old does this. When I tell her she doesn't have to take off her clothes, it makes her super upset, or she just looks at you and does it anyways.
Do you think it's a sensory thing for kids? Like they need to, like this text message, they got to feel free? You know, they got to just take it all off?
Maybe. Maybe it is.
I don't know.
It could be.
I never did that. I just constantly yell out the door for my mom and dad. Get in here and clean up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we all did it as a kid. Let me go over to one more here. Jennifer says, hey, guys, just wanted to chime in quick. What this lady is describing is actually fairly common in toddlers. At this age, kids are developing a sense of control over their bodies. And sometimes stripping down completely is their way of asserting autonomy. It can feel dramatic or stressful to parents, but it's usually not harmful behavior. It's just a phase. Some kids do this because they feel insecure or anxious using the potty. So make public bathroom trips predictable. Bring a favorite toy, book, or even a small blanket if it helps them feel safe. Good luck.
Sure.
Got to bring a blanket to the public restroom. Charlotte Beach.
I mean, do what you got. I mean, keep the blanket on hand in whatever bag it is you have.
Yeah. And listen, I guess, Angela, it's normal. It's a phase. You don't have to freak out. Clearly, there's a lot of other parents who've been through it. Thanks to everyone who shared their tips and experiences and opinions. We still need help for my buddy. He's 43. This is not one today, but it probably made some adults feel less alone because, let's be honest, some of you also do this at home. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.
98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.